The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host and husband, realtor Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
How are you?
Very good. How are you doing today?
Great. You had a busy morning.
Oh, God.
You wrote a contract. That's good. That's good busy.
Yes. Let's just hope it gets accepted.
If it gets accepted, it's even better, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We have to just change gears a little bit, though, and focus on our little show here today, right?
Breathe in.
Okay.
Feeling much better.
We are here every Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been appraising, listing, and selling real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, and view our listings or search MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com, where we also have all our archive radio shows. On today's show, we have a special guest, Bill Mountain, from Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean Company. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
What do you clean, and how long have you been cleaning those things?
Well, we clean carpets, we clean upholstery, mostly textiles, and some hard floor surfaces, oriental rugs. And we've been in this particular cleaning business for 20 years. This is our 20th year. We started in 1993.
Wow. Okay. Excellent. So how is the business? Are you busy?
Very.
This is a busy time of year for you, is it not?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So you clean carpeting,
yes.
Oriental rugs,
yes.
Hard surfaces, hardwood floors, tile, grout.
Yes.
And upholstery?
Yes.
And how about mattresses?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So we'll touch on all of those items during our discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's start off by carpeting. Is carpeting and rug the same thing?
No. Oftentimes people will call us up and they'll say, I'm looking to have my rugs clean. And we have to kind of verify with them, what are they referring to? Are they referring to area rugs, or are they referring to wall-to-wall carpeting? Sometimes people will refer to wall-to-wall carpeting as an area rug, or they'll say rugs, which is fine. That's what people have called it for a long time. But, you know, we have wall-to-wall carpet, and then there are rugs. And I refer to a rug as something it's not attached to the wall, or it's loose, or it's a woven rug, you know, so oriental rugs. And so it's kind of two separate things, two different services that we do.
Okay.
One, yeah.
So the cleaning would be different on those items.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's start with, say, wall-to-wall carpeting.
Okay.
What's your method of cleaning?
The main method that we use, there's different various things that we can do, particularly in commercial and that, but the main method that we use is what a lot of people refer to as steam cleaning. The technical term for that would be hot water extraction. We use a truck-mounted machine, and all the machine and the equipment and the water is in the truck, and so we're just generally bringing hoses in and cleaning and flushing the fibers out, and then just everything goes back out onto the truck.
Okay. So you use the steam cleaning method for residential, and you also said you do commercial?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. What do you do most of?
We do mostly residential, but our commercial business is probably about, I'd say, close to 40% now. It's gaining.
More, okay, so offices,
yes,
things of that nature?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So when you're steam cleaning these carpets, are they saturated with water? Is that why you have to use hoses? And how long does it take something to dry?
Well, that's the key. We don't really saturate them. You know, we are using water, and by looks, it looks like we're applying a lot of water on. But the machine is very powerful. It's kind of extracting the same time that we're applying the water. It's basically flushing out the fibers. You know, we're going through a different multiple steps in the cleaning. It's not just dragging hoses in and buzzing over the carpet like that. But it actually, you know, flushes the fibers out, and we're probably extracting about 95 to 98% of the moisture. So it's really not very wet. It's slightly damp, and it's on the top. So we've seen carpet dry in 2 hours to overnight is what I usually tell my clients.
Okay. So are you using certain types of shampoo, chemicals?
Yes. Yes, okay. We do. Cleaning agents, I call them, because they're safe for the homes, and we're not leaving any residue behind that's going to resoil and cause any health concerns or anything. The stuff we use is very safe. And one question I often get from clients, is it safe for my kids and my pets? Yes, they are.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And we are speaking to Bill Mountain from Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean Company. And we're talking about cleaning carpets, wall-to-wall carpeting. You use a steam cleaning method. You use some cleaning agents. Mm-hmm. How about people with allergies? If it's safe for children and pets, how about people that suffer from allergies? Do they have any problems with your type of service?
No, they don't. It's actually, it helps in that, because we're getting a lot of the dust and the dander and those things out of the carpeting, including dust mites and all the residue from them as well. So it actually helps in that. You know, we do multiple steps. I can kind of quickly go through the steps with you. The first thing we do is pre-vacuum the carpet. That's important in terms of, you know, cleaning. Vacuuming is very important. And we use an upright HEPA vacuum cleaner because we want to get a lot of loose, dry particulate out of the carpet as much as possible. That will help to enhance the cleaning. When you put in moisture on top of dry soil, it just kind of impacts it, embeds it into the carpet. So it's easier to remove it when it's dry and loose. And then as we begin to clean, what we do is we first we'll pre-treat any spots, stains, things like that that may be a concern to the customer. And then we'll also precondition the carpet, which means is that we're going to put down a kind of an emulsifying detergent. It's kind of a soapy detergent. We apply that first. And then we work that into the carpet fibers. That helps to loosen up the soil that's stuck to the fiber. And then we bring in the hoses and we do an extraction flush on it. And what's important with that is that we're not leaving a residue. The extraction process is that we're doing it a kind of a rinsing. It's kind of the same thing as, you know, when you wash your hair in the shower. You know, you shampoo your hair, you're not going to get out of the shower without rinsing your hair out. Well, that's what we're doing to the carpet. We're flushing it all out after it's loosened the soil up. So the carpets aren't going to be as sticky and have residue that's going to attract soil again.
So what happens if there is a company that would clean carpet that doesn't thoroughly pull out that residue?
Well,
what happens?
It happens, and it happens a lot, because we oftentimes will come onto a job and start cleaning. As we apply moisture, we're seeing a lot of foam and stuff. So we're seeing that there's some residue there. So what happens with that is that, and this is one of the misconceptions that we hear a lot. I'm not going to have my carpets clean because, you know, they just get dirtier quicker. And the reason that is because of the fact that they were cleaned incorrectly. So our cleaning industry has come a long ways in understanding the proper chemistry and using the correct cleaning agents. But sometimes there's still ones that leave residue, and it resoils, you know, very quickly. In a month or two, it's right back to where it was, and we don't want that to happen.
So just because someone says that they are a professional carpet cleaning company doesn't mean that they actually clean the carpets correctly, is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So your method, this 4 or 5 step method, does it take a long time to clean? Are you there a long time?
Well, it's we try to work efficiently, but we're not trying to kind of blast through the house. You know, we're trying to take our time and do it correctly and make sure that we apply all those steps that's necessary, you know, to get it cleaned. We follow the certification that we have, and that's one question that, you know, customers can ask is, are they certified? And certified with the IICRC, which is the Inspection Institute of Cleaning and Restoration. They're the ones that write the standards and how carpets are cleaned and the methods and different things like that, as well as we follow the manufacturer's recommended methods and processes.
How often should you have your carpets cleaned?
On average, it should be, the Carpet and Rug Institute recommends about every 12 to 18 months. Most of my clients, I would say on average, do it about once a year. Some cases you need to do a little bit more frequently, particularly if there's pets or children. You know, I always say our favorite friends are pets and kids, you know.
Keep you busy.
Yes. You know, so even, you know, you can 6 months, you know, is fine. And with this process, you can clean it very frequently. And you're not going to damage the carpet.
Well, this is just the way we live. We take our shoes off. And mm-hmm. I have mostly hardwood floors or tile floors. I have a few area rugs. But, you know, even though we walk around in slippers or bare feet, we still clean our carpets mm-hmm. once a year.
Yes.
So, but, and we do find that they
get dirty.
Yeah.
Not like the office,
things,
though.
Things come in. Yeah. You got a little more traffic in the office, right?
Yeah. The office, we have to
stay on them all the time.
Yeah. Things always just happen to come in. I mean, we can take great care, but, you know, the doors are open. Springtime, we're going to have a lot of pollen. You know, car exhaust, all kinds of different things that come into our home and get trapped in the car.
Just in your everyday dust.
Yes.
Just from leaving the windows open, it blows in.
Exactly. And I don't know where all that dust comes from, but
it ends up on the floor, I can tell you.
And my furniture, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, we're headed towards a break. Pat, would you please review a listing?
Yes. We have a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath home in Dunmore on a 1/2-acre lot, which is unusual for Dunmore. This raised ranch has a great foyer, hardwood floors, and a wood-burning fireplace. It has a first-floor laundry, an eat-in kitchen, and a nice deck off the kitchen. It has central air, a built-in garage, and it also has additional off-street parking. So if you're looking in Dunmore for a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath home on over 1/2 acre of land, give us a call about 1218 Clay Avenue for $220,000, and that is listed by John Pendrack of our office.
Okay, and I have some statistics from the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, the multi-list. For residential homes, single-family dwellings, how are buyers paying for properties these days? Out of 146 sales in the last 30 days, 41 paid cash, that's 28%, or cash, that's where someone just brought a bag full of cash to the closing table. 69, that's 47%, were conventional financing, that's a regular everyday mortgage from a bank. FHA, that's the Federal Housing Administration type loans, 23 out of 146 were FHA, that's 15%, and 7 out of 146 residential single family sales were Veterans Administration, that's the VA loan types, that's almost 5%. So there's been a shift. Did you see that, Pat?
Yeah,
did you pick
it used
up
to be a
that?
Lot more FHA. Now it's going back the other way towards conventional.
And I also noticed the last time I reported this, it was almost half cash and half mortgages.
Yeah, going back to conventional mortgages.
Yeah, how about that?
That's good.
Well, we'll have to just keep our eye on that and see what develops in the future. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning again, Jackie.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. We're doing good today. I like this stuff.
Yes, you do. Are you settled down yet?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And we have Bill Mountain from Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean Company. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We were talking before the break about your method of steam cleaning wall-to-wall carpeting.
Yep.
We reviewed in the first half the difference between a rug and a carpet.
Yes.
And there's a difference.
Yes.
But people use the word interchangeably.
Yes.
Okay. One of the things in your steps that you do is thoroughly vacuum the carpet before you start your cleaning process, your shampooing.
Yes.
How often should people vacuum their rugs and carpeting?
I think it's recommended that people vacuum it at least once a week, and in residential. Commercial, obviously more frequently, even once a day is fine for commercial, depending on the amount of traffic you receive in your office. Again, the Carpet and Rug Institute usually recommends once a week. But if you have some heavier traffic areas, particularly by the front door and your hallways going into your, you know, bedrooms and stuff, they could probably be done more frequently.
We cannot seem to keep our office carpeting clean, and it drives me crazy. And we're always at it. We have our own carpet cleaner, and we vacuum all the time, and we stay on top of those rugs.
I just keep pulling mud and mud and mud out of that carpet. I go over the same spot 15 times, literally.
Yeah.
And now we have area rugs over the wall-to-wall carpeting.
Yep.
In the entranceways and exits.
Okay.
But we still, for whatever reason, what suggestions do you have regarding that?
How many people do you have that would come in on a daily basis?
Well,
roughly?
It changes every day, but we have a dozen agents, and then their clients.
Okay.
So people are in and out, 20, 30, 40.
So you got, what they would call a medium to heavy traffic in an office like that. And you probably have the carpet like that's in here. It's a level loop, what we call an olefin fiber, which is basically a type of polypropylene. It's plastic. And it's one of those things, when you do clean it, you put moisture on it, it's going to wick up. You know, and that's some of the problems with olefin fibers, because it's not very absorbent in itself, like nylon or especially wool. Oftentimes, if you get a spill, somebody spills a cup of coffee on that fiber, the fiber itself isn't going to suck it up. It's not going to absorb it. It's going to kind of slide right down to the backing. So you clean the stain, and then what it does is it wicks up, reappears.
Yeah, it comes back.
Yes, you see it the next day. Yes. We call that wicking up. It just kind of dries straight up. It pulls that stain right back up. So again, the first thing would be important in that is vacuuming it. Sometimes in a heavy traffic areas, we use a vacuum cleaner. It's called a pile lifter. I call it. It's a vacuum cleaner on steroids. It's a big honking thing, and it's huge. But it really kind of gets down and gets that really fine, gritty stuff that's down low and down deep, you know. We'll do that first in pile lift it, vacuum it. We even have issues with it even with doing the steam cleaning. Sometimes you do get stains that come back. And that's why we offer our clients 100% money back guarantee. If they have any of those stains that come back, it's not an issue. We can come back and take care of it. There's things that we can apply to the carpet in those spots, those areas, like an anti-resoiling agent, which is basically an encapsulating product that As the stains wick up, it actually encapsulates it, surrounds it, so that it kind of dries to a crystal, and then it just can be vacuumed away. Oftentimes, we clean carpeting in commercial areas with that method. Rather than doing this truck-mounted steam cleaning method, we can use an encapsulant product. We use another machine called a Simex machine that kind of basically incorporates the encapsulation so that it dries faster. It helps to eliminate the wicking up, and it's just more functional for offices.
So actually, is that a product that would resist future spills or stains?
In many ways, yes. I mean, because the carpet, it'll stay in the carpet for a while, and then as you vacuum, as you resume your normal vacuuming maintenance on it, you're continually cleaning it because you're continually pulling up those crystals that have encapsulated the soil. So it will help to prolong that as well.
Okay.
It's a good interim maintenance thing too. I mean, sometimes carpets are very soiled, so we do need to initially do a steam extraction, and then as an interim maintenance, we can do the encapsulation.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like it would be something for us, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Save you a lot of time. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gritty Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Bill Mountain from Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean Company. And if we can have your contact information, please, phone, email.
Okay. Our phone number is area code 570-689-2770. Or we do have a toll-free number at 1-888-925-3260. Email is tcmountain@verizon.net. And I do have a website, is billmountain.com.
Okay. And you have a lot of good information. So there's a difference between the way that you would clean, say, a synthetic carpet, wall-to-wall carpeting, wool.
Yes.
Hand-woven, oriental.
Right.
And what about tufted or silk? These are all different types of carpeting, so there's different ways to clean these rugs and carpets, correct?
Right, yes. We see some rugs. Tufted is similar to what you see in your wall-to-wall carpet. That's tufted. That's a tufted carpet. When you see it, what it is the fibers are actually tufted into a backing. So they're kind of like punched in. And then it's a secondary backing is applied to that on the, with a glue and all that. And we see some area rugs that are constructed that way. If you take your area rug and if you flip it over and you look at the back of the rug, you could see there sometimes will be a backing, like either a jute backing or a cotton backing. And that is usually a tufted rug. If you look at and you flip it over and you see that you see kind of a woven pattern, like similar to the same pattern that's on the top of the rug, that's a woven carpet or a woven rug. And then there's differences between a hand woven or a machine woven. This area has a lot of Karastan rugs. We clean a lot of Karastan rugs. They're woven. They're very good machine made woven carpets, rugs.
So what do you do for these cleaning?
We actually can, the best way for particularly the woven rugs is to pick them out and take them to our shop. We have a shop up here in Blakely on the Scranton-Carbondale Highway, and we can do a pit wash on them. We actually fully immerse them, give them a bath. And that's really the best method. It's an old world method, and it's really phenomenal method to do on the rugs.
And how often is this done?
Well, probably not quite as frequently as carpeting, because number one, it's more expensive to have done. It doesn't need to be done quite as because of how thorough it is. But I would say on average 2 to 3 years, you can probably, again, dry soil, what wears any fiber out. It's dry particulate. So if we're vigilant about keeping the dry soil out of our carpet, that's what, if you look at it, we see it every day when we wash rugs. One of the first methods we do is we flip the rug over face down, and we get a lot of dry soil out of it. And it's kind of gritty. It's kind of like grit on a sandpaper. That's abrading the fibers when it's in your carpet or rugs. So if we can vigilant about keeping that out, then you can extend the life of the carpet or rug.
So should we all be vacuuming?
Yeah.
Constantly.
People ask me, what's the best thing I could do in my carpet? There's three things you can do, and it's vacuum, vacuum, vacuum.
Okay.
It's like location, location, location.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yes,
yeah, it's all
okay.
related. Yeah.
Let me ask you something. My dad lost his house in Hurricane Sandy. He had these beautiful Oriental rugs, and we threw them out. Would there have been any way to save them?
They could have. The main thing is when they get wet like that is drying them, you know, because most rugs are, they have their wool. You feel it, it's wool most of the time, or silk. But the foundation of the rugs, usually, depending on where they come from. Now, sometimes there's some Afghan rugs that are a wool foundation, but most of the foundation of the rugs are cotton, meaning the warp and the weft thread that they're woven on is a cotton rug or cotton foundation. Cotton, when it gets wet initially, is very strong. But if it stays wet for a long period of time, it can actually dry rot. This is why we tell clients, don't put a plant on a rug, because, you know, after a while, if you're watering the plant,
moisture,
yes. Yeah, we've seen it. It'll just, you'll have a perfect hole right through the rug.
Oh, my.
So the initial thing with those in that situation would be to get the rug dry as quickly as possible. And then we have to look at the type of water that had affected it. We had some down here in West Pittston last year with the river. That's a toxic water situation.
Yeah, it was toxic. It was seawater. It was nasty.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to guarantee, that even with doing a pit wash, to guarantee to get them. Some guys claim they can. You'd almost have to hire an industrial hygienist to test the rug to see whether or not it'd be completely sanitized.
They weren't that nice.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
And that gets expensive.
Right.
Yeah.
So do wool rugs, something I read when I was doing my research for the show, they're actually, maybe I'm not going to say this correctly, so correct me if I'm wrong. Wool doesn't get dirty as fast as a synthetic rug, or it holds the dirt better, for the lack of a better way
of
saying it?
Well, you know, it doesn't show the soil is easily as some carpets, you know, and it's just, might be the way the wool fiber is. Oftentimes, we'll get rugs in, and it just, you know, it doesn't look that soil until you wash it.
And then you see it in the water.
Begin to start cleaning it and begin to start dusting it. And we see the soil that comes out of it. And then we see when it's done in its final product, and the colors are so much more brighter and vivid.
You actually have a picture on one of your websites, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Or of the difference before and after?
Yes.
I was impressed by that.
Yes. Yeah, it is an impressive, you know, it does show up really nice.
And when you're living in something and it's gradual, you don't see the difference until you actually...
You don't notice it, yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah. But wool is a very durable fiber, too. It's one of the most durable fibers there is. You know, it's my favorite as far as holding up, and it can take a beating. We've gotten some rugs in that's just really, 75, 100 years old, and... They just come back to life. It's amazing.
Just from cleaning.
Yes.
Excellent discussion with you today, Bill. We thank you for your time. I'd love to have you back next week so we can discuss the things that we didn't even get to today.
Great. Love to be here.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes. We have a very well-maintained two-bedroom, one-bath home located at 1116 Watson Street in Scranton for only $94,000. This home has many updates, including new carpeting, new windows, new waistline. It also has a newer entry door, a deck, sidewalks, and a fence. The house has also been insulated and rewired. And it's very nice. It's got a lot of natural woodwork in there, a large yard, and plenty of parking, and a two-car carport. So if you're looking for a two-bedroom in Scranton with low taxes of only $1,500, give us a call about 1116 Watson Street for only $94,000, and that's listed by Stephanie Silvestri of our office.
Thank you, Pat. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning into the Real Estate Roundtable with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you Make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.